Britta said when the announcement was made. The moment they hired him, the first time I laid eyes on that sneaky bastard, I knew he was going to stab you in the back. That Mr. Nice Guy routine didn't fool me for a second. Well, it's too late to do anything about it now.
And the better man lost.
Alex smiled. You think I'm the better man?
Comparatively.
He'd been counting on the salary increase the promotion would have brought. Jennifer had too. As a result, they were not only forced to once again postpone plans for having the house painted, but their Santa Fe Christmas vacation became a Southern California staycation, where they took day trips to local places of interest, as though they were tourists. At the LA County Arboretum, a gaggle of boys and girls ran past them on a trail into a bamboo forest, laughing and screaming, and Alex was afraid that the subject of children was going to come up again. But though the thought was clearly on her mind, Jennifer did not voice it, and for that, he was grateful. She was aggressively sexual when they got home, however, pretending she was so overcome with passion that she couldn't wait until they got to the bed, but had to have it there and then on the living room floor. He could tell the urgency was just a ruse to prevent him from pausing to put on a condom, and though he knew she didn't like it, he pulled out at the last minute and spurted on her stomach, his semen pooling thickly in her belly button. Grabbing her panties from the carpet next to her, she angrily used them to wipe up the mess and then stalked off to the bathroom, slamming the door. Alex stared up at the ceiling, and for the first time in memory found himself wondering where their relationship was headed. Losing out on that promotion seemed to have thrown him off track, and now even things in his life that he had previously taken for granted felt transitory and unstable. So where did he go from here? Returning to work the day after New Year's, Alex sensed a subtle change in attitude from his coworkers, particularly those like Winters and Greer in senior management positions. It was a junior high school vibe he was getting, as though they'd been talking behind his back while he was off and had decided that he was no longer part of their clique. Ordinarily not a paranoid person, Alex could not help but think that Thompson had been poisoning the waters during his absence. And Britta, when he asked, confirmed that she'd heard a rumor he had not really been on vacation over the holidays, but was taking the opportunity to scout around for a job with some other company. She suggested that he quickly and publicly make a big show of his loyalty, and if possible, trash Thompson. Over the next few weeks, he actually seemed to make some headway following her advice, and during a collegial conversation with Winters after an accidental meeting in the lunchroom that he'd surreptitiously arranged, Alex happened to remind the vice president that 2 months ago, Thompson had inadvertently allowed a massive consignment of flip-flops to be sent to Big Five's Midwest Procurement Center instead of the cleats that had been ordered, resulting in a substantial amount of unnecessary shipping fees. It could have happened to anyone, of course, he said, feigning sympathy. But when you don't keep your eye on the details. Things were improving on the home front as well, and he wondered if that was connected to the situation at work. A lot of men's identities were wrapped up in their jobs. When that was taken away from them, they felt useless, emasculated, and often lashed out. Had he fallen into the same sort of trap after not getting his promotion? Could the root of his troubles with Jennifer be something as simple and stupid as that? It didn't matter. Things were back on track, and when he heard through the office grapevine that Thompson had been called into Winter's office for a closed-door talk and had not come out smiling, Alex felt so good that when he got home, he suggested to Jennifer that they go out for dinner. How about Amelia's? Someplace nice and quiet and intimate. Romantic. She shifted her feet uncomfortably. Why don't we just get a pizza and stay home? He frowned. What's all this about? We talked about it last night. I don't like that virus. It's not here. Besides, it's just a stronger version of the flu. There's nothing for us to worry about. They quarantined a whole city in China. And those people on that cruise ship are all infected. They won't even let them dock. We'll be fine, he told her. Still, you'd rather not eat out? I'd rather not. Okay, he said. Okay. He leaned forward, kissing her forehead. Pizza it is. Chapter 2. 1. Alex had never considered himself a company man, at least not in the traditional sense.